Recording a audio view. It is quarter to twelve. Blimey, I didn't realise it was that late. You can probably hear the TV in the background and the fire, which is just next to me. But yeah, just got a big weight off my mind just earlier when I had an email from a guy who owns a scout camp in Poole, well, just across the Poole Harbour from Poole itself. It's a nice site, actually. So yeah, it looks like going there. Canoeing, hopefully. A bit climbing. Sailing, maybe. Don't know. I haven't really sort of looked into any of that yet, but we've finally got the site confirmed, which is really, really good. So, yeah, big weight off my mind, because that's the sort of thing that I was organising at the moment. Yeah, we also had Cubs tonight. I help out at Cubs and Scouts, so tonight was Cubs. It was a Christmas party. Yeah, just lots of silly games, like pass the parcel and that sort of thing, you know, Christmas stuff, really. Yeah, lots of food, dancing to, what's it called? Can't remember. Yeah, that was funny. I was going to audio view about something in particular. Oh, yes. Yes, I remember. Wish I could edit this damn thing. Yeah, I was going to talk about The Independent. Go to Independent. Just search on there for Google Goggles, their story on that, because I read it and it really, really pissed me off, to be perfectly honest, because it's just such an alarmist scare story. Google launched this service, which is awesome. You take a picture, it works it out what it is, and then Googles it, effectively. And you know, I really like The Independent, they are usually very good, but this story just smacked of, run away, Google is taking over, it's evil, and that sort of thing. They launched the service without facial recognition, and there has been facial recognition technology for a very, very long time. I'm sure they could launch with it, and they could do very well with it. But, yeah. It just really ticked me off. So, yeah. That's all for now. See you later.